This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to find motivated sellers. But before we start, I just wanted to make a couple of quick announcements. I haven't done that in a while and just wanted to kind of bring you up to date. Just want to make sure you guys are doing okay with your real estate investing goals and want to be a resource for you any way I can. I've got a couple of vehicles to do that. We have a Facebook group that you can find us. We're at Old Dogs REI Network. You can do a search on Facebook to find our group, and we'd love to have you join. Just notify me, and I'll let you in. I'd love to have you participate in the group. It's a great way to interface with other people that are also investors, to talk to me, communicate with me. I also put in special announcements and things in there that I don't in other places. We also have a YouTube channel. Yeah. Well, right now, it's only really the podcasts, and some people prefer that. They can access the podcast through the YouTube channel, but I promise I'm working on a video, and we're going to have a video in there soon, so keep your eye on that one. Also, I just want to let you know about the website. If you haven't been to our website, olddogsreinetwork.com, you really can find some great resources there. I've got things in our resource center, for example, the top 20 real estate investing books. So if you're just starting out and you're looking for good books to read to get some background education, we've got our top picks there. There's also the 3-Minute Rental Property Analyzer, which is free. When you go to the page, it usually pops up and you can just download it. It's really easy to do. Also, we have articles every week in our blog section. And one of the most recent ones you might want to check out is How to Determine an Apartment Building's Value. And these great brief little articles also give you some great information that you can use and have access to as well. Of course, we have all of our current and past podcast episodes on the website as well. So check it out at olddogsreinetwork.com. And finally, you know, everything we do here is free, and we're really committed to that. I'm not selling you anything. I don't really, you know, have anything to sell. I don't want to sell consulting services or anything like that. I really want to be a resource and share as I go through my real estate investing adventure. I want to be able to share that with you guys as well and to bring you as many great resources as possible to hopefully save you time, effort, and money as you're trying to build up your real estate portfolio. So because we are free, the only thing I would ask of you, and it doesn't cost anything, but if maybe 4 minutes of your time, and that is to go to iTunes and give us a favorable review if you like the show. If you don't go to iTunes. No, I'm just kidding. If you do like the show, and even if you don't, feel free to review us on iTunes. We'd love to have you. That just helps us in terms of reaching a broader audience. The more reviews we get, the more we can get out there on the various platforms that we're on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and so forth. So that would be really wonderful if you could do that. Well, okay, on to our subject. I will jump right into here. How to find motivated sellers. Now, generally, when you're looking for properties, your goal is to find properties that are undervalued, below market value. Not only is this a good idea because it gives you instant equity when you've signed those escrow papers, but it also gives you a buffer should there be a market downturn. It's just smart business to do. However, if you've done good research and you've pinpointed a market, an emerging market, that you feel is about to rebound economically, that might be the exception where you might want to pay fair market value and buy up as many properties as you can in that area. In these markets, you can afford to pay fair market prices, as we would expect the market to begin to appreciate, thus making today's fair market price tomorrow's bargain. So, however, if you have a motivated seller and you're still buying in that area, you might still want to try to get those properties below market if you can. To find under market values, it's not necessarily easy. You have to, it takes an effort, but there are a lot of things that you can do to help make it a little bit easier to locate these. It takes that work to find the diamond in the rough, the real property that, wow, this was well worth it. One of the reasons you'll find a property undervalued is that there's something wrong with the property. And it may not be serious, but sometimes it can be too. A lot of times it's just the property is out of date. You know, they have quite a few things that they might have to do to it, to update it and put it in line with the other properties in that market area. Sometimes it's got poor management, or there's a declining economy, maybe filled with drug dealers, pimps, and prostitutes. There's a lot of reasons why a building might have some issues. May need some major repairs, even minor repairs, but you know, major ones that maybe there was a fire and half the units are burned out, or there's foundational issues, mechanical issues, environmental issues. That's another reason why they want to get rid of the property. Sometimes someone's just flipping it. You know, they pick up a property, they really don't want to fix it up, they don't want to put any effort into it. They got it at such a great price that they're willing to sell it still at a discounted price. And that'd be through like a wholesaling type of transaction. Some of the reasons that people are motivated to sell is that, you know, sometimes they just can't find buyers for their property, at least at the price that they want. That might be an obvious one. And then at that point, they might say, oh, I'm going to come down in price. I've held out for a year or whatever trying to sell this property and I can't. Sometimes it's burnout. You've got somebody who owns a property. They self-manage. The tenants are constantly difficult. Sometimes the tenants are calling the shot instead of the owner or the property manager. Sometimes they're tired of chasing down the rents every month or taking the calls in the middle of the night to unclog toilets. Other reasons that people may be motivated, maybe it's an estate sale. The original owner passed away and it went to a family and nobody wants the property, or you know, they just want the cash. And so they're motivated to do a quick sale to get rid of that property. Sometimes you've got somebody with failing health. They've been managing it. They're up in their 80s or maybe even 90s and they just can't do it anymore. So they have nobody else to give it to. So they want to unload it. Maybe there's a lawsuit and they're being sued and they need the money. Retirement. They just might want to just say, look, I've been managing it and running it. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to free myself up. I want the cash. Maybe there's a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, relocation, a divorce. Maybe they're just losing money on the property and they just don't know how to turn that around and they want to get rid of it. Now that you know kind of what kinds of folks would be motivated to sell, how do you find out and how do you find them? First thing is you do is as you contact these people is to just ask them, you know, why are you planning to sell? Sometimes you can find, for example, some of these situations in the paper or through various government entities. Bankruptcies, for example, are published in financial papers or on websites. Divorces can also be found through the local courthouse. Foreclosures can be identified as well through banks and sometimes through filings. Most of the time, there really isn't a way to tell. So what do you do? You know, you can go to those various areas that I mentioned, but you want to be able to dig these up yourself. And one of the best ways to do that is just by a regular direct mail effort. Our last Fun Fact Friday was about direct mail. And I talked a lot about, I won't repeat that, but I want to zero in on how that can help you to find motivated sellers. But if you want to find out more about direct mail, I'd go to podcast episode 106 called Using Direct Mail to Get Great Off-Market Apartment Deals. Timing is everything. Once you establish and make contact with these people, it's important that you continue to mail to them, sometimes four or five letters before they actually have a need or even remember that, oh yeah, that guy sent me this letter and he's interested in buying my property. Those are great ways to kind of open that up. Now, you have to mail to the right people. So you're looking for the motivated sellers and trying to, as much as you can, get information based on the possible motivation. One way to do that is through list brokers. List brokers can help you break down by, for example, out-of-state owners. They often have issues and they're dealing with property management and other things that they can't control as well as they would if they lived in the area. You can go to the county courthouse to get the lists, the county assessor's office. If you're interested in foreclosures, and they foreclose on apartment buildings just like on homes, you would want to contact a bank, a local bank, ask specifically for the real estate owned or REO department. You can send a letter, for example, to the banker that is in charge of that department and say, I'm an investor. What types of properties you're interested in? You can say, I will buy any property in that type. Not to narrow it down too much after you describe the types of properties you're interested in. Establish your credibility. You're an investor and you're serious about buying. Tell them you're going to call them on a specific date and do call them on that date. When you call them, for example, and this would apply not just to banks, but others that you make contact with that can give you these sources of motivated sellers. When you call, if there's a secretary or someone else that answers, you can say he or she is expecting my call because your letter said that you would call on that date. Don't be discouraged by the no's. Be persistent. Average sales is really something that most people don't see until after the fourth attempt. So, the average salesperson prospector quits after two. So it's a good idea to really be persistent. Follow up. Regardless of what happens with the call, write the banker a note. Personal handwritten notes are just the best, I believe. I mean, that's an old thing for us old dogs. We're familiar with thank you notes. And most people are so used to email that that's all they do. But a lot of these folks are really impressed with a handwritten note in a thank you card to them. I'll let them know it was a pleasure speaking with you. Reference something you discussed in the discussion and end with, I'm looking forward to doing business with you. Of course, enclose your business card as well. Put that banker on your contact list and send them something every month. Call them every quarter. A tip too, if you're contacting these banks, bankers want to get rid of properties by the end of the year, November, December, because stockholders, they feel that, if on their year-end report, they've got all these foreclosed properties, that could affect stockholder confidence in the bank. So it's something that you might want to keep in mind, hitting in October, November, December. Then you've got people that have multiple evictions. Evictions can be a real hassle and a real pain. So if you go to local housing court, get the names of the folks involved in the eviction. And you can also go to district courts. And get a hold of those people. Add them to your list. Contact them, those that are filing for eviction to find out if they're interested in selling. Health violations. If a person has a lot of health violations, they may be also just sick of that and want to get out. Also, you can contact local Board of Health officials and ask them which properties are in need of some corrections in the health area or have outstanding violations. Tax liens is another one. You can find out the properties that have tax liens against them in City Hall or the tax office. Ask which properties have been taken back in a tax title or tax lien. Condemned properties. You'd go to the building departments to find out what apartments have been condemned. Now, granted, I probably wouldn't buy something that was just a total disaster because I don't do major construction, but some folks may want to be able to do that. Or maybe it's being condemned for some minor things that could be improved. Out-of-state owners, as I mentioned, is a good one. The way to get those addresses are through the county assessor's office. Ask for multifamily owners. Put these people on your list and contact them every 3 to 4 months. You can also contact residential real estate agents. Sometimes they have contact with folks that have multifamily properties or apartments, and you might want to talk to them and see if you can get some referrals. Some of them might want to be your broker for that apartment building. Not a bad idea to contact them as well. Some do list some small multis, you know, duplexes, triplexes, so forth. And that might be a good contact as well. If you're looking in your neighborhood or an area that you've targeted that may be a couple hours away, you know, drive for dollars, what we call driving for dollars. Go into the neighborhoods that you think you'd be interested in. You know, look at rundown properties in good neighborhoods. Do some research, find out who owns it, and contact them. If you have trouble getting contact information, maybe, you know, go to the apartment itself and see if you can find a tenant and say, do you have the owner's name? I'm interested in helping them fix up the place a bit. And tenants would be happy, I'm sure, to give you that number. If you call and it's a property management firm, tell them that you're interested in buying and would, you know, probably keep them on. Probably, I put in parentheses there, yeah, if they're a good property management firm. Sometimes their agreements with their owners, they also get a commission for referrals for sales of the apartment. So that's something that you might want to look at. A Craigslist ad, I buy apartments, any size, any condition, call, you know, your phone number. And of course, commercial brokers are still going to be the top of the list in terms of where you're going to get most of your off-market leads as you develop those. And we've talked about that in past episodes about how to build up your relationship with commercial brokers. So that's a good overview for you. In summary, there are many ways to find motivated sellers. You should not just focus on one method, but use a variety and have many deals coming at you from different sources. So multiple funnels, bringing good leads to you. Always look for new ways to find motivated sellers as markets are constantly changing. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today and everything I've mentioned, including links, and can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just look for episode 108 on how to find motivated sellers. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.